From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, two South Korean ships passed through the Strait of Hormuz amid a ceasefire between the United States and Iran, which conducted tense first round of talks toward a permanent peace deal. Former Justice Minister Park Sung-jae is sentenced to 25 years in prison for playing a key role in the 2024 martial law bid. And Starbucks Korea closes its doors nationwide to conduct training sessions for all employees to improve historical awareness and social sensitivity. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. The tense first round of talks in Switzerland between the United States and Iran ended in the early hours of Monday. Mediators Qatar and Pakistan said the two sides agreed to establish a communication line on the Strait of Hormuz in a so-called Lebanon deconfliction mechanism. As negotiations continued to play out amid the ceasefire, dozens of ships were reportedly transiting the strait, including two South Korean-operated vessels. Rosin Bach has more.
Before the start of negotiations at Lake Lucerne in Switzerland on Sunday, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance expressed confidence that the United States and Iran could turn over a new leaf at the meeting. But Iranian officials stormed out of the high-level peace talks after just 80 minutes in protest of President Donald Trump's public threats to obliterate the regime if Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz. Mediators Qatar and Pakistan helped talks continue behind the scenes until the session wrapped some 18 hours later. In a joint statement, the mediators said the U.S. and Iran agreed to create a deconfliction cell to ensure the adherence of the termination of military operations in Lebanon, where Israel's military has been fighting the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. In addition, the parties decided to open a communications line to help ensure safe passage for commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi wrote on X that his country received waivers for oil and petrochemical exports, the U.S. naval blockade was lifted, and some frozen Iranian assets were released. Since a framework agreement to end the Iran war was signed last week, two South Korean-operated ships that had been stranded in the Strait of Hormuz for months were able to transit through the contested waterway. Seoul's Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries said Monday that the vessels, which have no South Korean crew members on board, are sailing normally but have not yet fully exited a high-risk zone. There are still 22 South Korean ships stranded in the strait, waiting for permission from Iran to pass. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Former Justice Minister Park Sung-jae has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for his role in former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law bid in late 2024. The Seoul Central District Court on Monday found Park guilty of participating in an insurrection and abusing his power, and it ordered his immediate detention due to concerns that he might destroy evidence. The court said Park convened a meeting with senior ministry officials in the early hours of martial law, reviewed the deployment of prosecutors to the Joint Investigation Headquarters to be created under martial law, and checked on the capacity of prisons. The court concluded that Park took those actions in support of Yoon as part of an insurrection and also found him guilty of abusing his power by ordering preparations related to prison capacity and travel bans. In addition, the court found him guilty of abuse of power for instructing the prosecution division of the ministry to draft a document justifying the martial law order shortly after it was lifted. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha will visit South Korea next week, where he will meet with his South Korean counterpart to discuss strengthening bilateral relations and potentially address the issue of North Korean prisoners of war. South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun told reporters of the Ukrainian minister's visit during a briefing held in downtown Seoul on Monday. Ministry officials later added that the situation regarding North Korean POWs in Ukraine is likely to be included in the discussions. In early 2025, Ukrainian forces captured two North Korean soldiers who were in Russia's Kursk region supporting Moscow, and both have said they wish to defect to South Korea. The South Korean government has said North Korean soldiers are constitutionally regarded as South Korean nationals and that it will accept any POWs who wish to come here and provide them with the necessary protection and support in accordance with applicable laws and regulations.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Starbucks Korea closed all its stores nationwide at 3 p.m. Monday and conducted training sessions for employees to improve historical awareness and social sensitivity. The coffee chain operated by E-Mart, an affiliate of Shinsegae Group, had posted notices at its approximately 2,160 stores nationwide since last Tuesday about the educational program and shortened operating hours. It was the first time since the company entered the South Korean market in 1999 that all its stores shut down simultaneously. The educational program was a follow-up measure to last month's controversy over a marketing campaign that evoked painful memories of a brutal military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in 1980. Employees watched recorded lectures by two professors, one on historical awareness and one on corporate ethics, after employees at Starbucks Korea's headquarters and executives of E-Mart affiliates attended the live lectures on Wednesday last week. President Lee Jae-myung's job approval rating has slipped below 50% for the first time since it took office as his administration grapples with eroded public trust following the ballot shortages in last month's local elections. A Realmeter poll of 2,517 people of voting age taken Monday to Friday last week shows Lee's approval rating at 46.7%, down 4.8 percentage points from the previous week. In contrast, the president's disapproval rating rose 5.5 percentage points to 49.7%, with disapproval exceeding approval by 3 percentage points within the margin of error. The pollster concluded that election mismanagement, shifting accountability, and conflict within the ruling Democratic Party served as negative factors in the overall political landscape. The survey commissioned by the Economy Business newspaper has a 95% confidence level and a margin of error of plus or minus 2 percentage points. Asked about the results, the presidential office said it takes them seriously and with humility and added that it will look more closely into the public's concerns and what the people want. The South Korean national football team has arrived in Monterrey, Mexico to a warm reception from local fans ahead of its final Group A match against South Africa in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The team led by manager Hong Myung-bo checked into a hotel in Monterrey on Sunday where around 100 fans, including members of the local Korean community, gathered to welcome the athletes. The Taeguk Warriors will face South Africa at 10 a.m. Thursday, Korea Standard Time, at Monterrey Stadium in its third and final group stage match. South Korea currently sits second in Group A with 3 points after a 2-1 win over the Czech Republic and a 1-0 loss to Mexico. Either a draw or a victory against South Africa would secure Team Korea second place in the group and advancement to the round of 32, while South Africa, sitting at the bottom of the group with 1 point, is expected to fight for a must-win result. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che. KBS World Radio.